I remember about 6 weeks ago when I made my first speech to a group of people in Australia. I've never had too much fear with public speaking, but it's always difficult to know exactly how you're going to be accepted by persons who talk funny, and that you're the only one that talks right. But tonight I have a totally different feeling, because when I look over this audience, I don't see very many strangers. I see faces that I have seen before, and people who have been very loving and caring to me and my family since we have been here. And that's just a very special kind of a feeling, and I'm glad to share with you very briefly. And I want to stress that briefly, because I notice on the program that there will be more time tomorrow afternoon for me to speak in more detail about some of these things. But let me say to you who do not know, we arrived in your country on June the 15th. Now, I always have to pause because I lost a whole day. Just the 14th has never been to me. And we arrived on the 15th and had a very nice local Brisbane week for the first time. And then went to Toowoomba on Sunday, and then left there and went all the way up to Cairns and down to, and went to Townsville and then up to Cairns and then down to Rockhampton and Bundaberg, and I've left one out, McKay. And then we came back to Brisbane and spent some more time, and then we left from there and went to Darwin. And then my wife and children joined me after I had been there a day, and we took a crossroads tour from Darwin down to Alice Springs. And then from Alice Springs, I flew down to Adelaide and met Ed. And from Adelaide, we went to Perth, and from Perth to Melbourne, and from Melbourne to Launceston, and from Launceston to Sydney, and from Sydney back home. Now, if that ain't seeing Australia, I don't know what is. That so it's been that kind of a trip all along. Now, I want to talk to you about the way I feel, first of all, about Crossroads. I do also want you to know, and I think this is important for you to know, even though Ed Smith and I have discussed parts of this, he has no more idea what I'm going to say than anything, and I really preferred that it be left just that way, because I don't think I would be fair and honest if I just said things that I really thought that he wanted to say. But first of all, as somebody who really feels a part of Crossroads now, but at the same time, I am a disinterested bystander coming from a different culture and a different kind of a look at handicapped persons, I want to say to you that Crossroads is a fantastic idea. Crossroads captures the heart of what mainstreaming is all about. We should never let our programming for handicapped persons be something that we do for them. It should be something that we do with them, because they are going to do things for us. Then it becomes a mutual kind of a rendering of human service to each other. And we grow by our contacts with each other. It's not one of these one-way streets. All of us in this room have grown to where we are because we not only give, but we have received. And a person who is a good giver cannot be in that position until, first and foremost, we are gracious receivers. You know, if I feel that I have everything to give and nothing to receive, then I don't know what giving's all about. So the Crossroads concept captures mainstreaming at its very heart. And it really latches on to what real service to people is all about. And especially service in the name of Jesus Christ. And I was so pleased, Peter, to hear you talk about the importance of Bible study. Because another thing that I think Crossroads does, and I don't want you to ever lose sight of this, is that there are many organizations in the world that can provide all sorts of recreational activities. But we have Jesus Christ to offer. And if we fail to do that, and if we fail to stress that, I'm afraid that Crossroads probably should just be any kind of another organization. That Christian fellowship with handicapped persons is a concept that I want to applaud. Now, there is another thing that I find is terribly exciting about what you do, and that is the marvelous way that you have developed Christian tourism. Now, I'll tell you, when I think about all the things that I hear you tell me that you have done. You know, taking all the, just a crew of people to America. You know, now that, I'll tell you, coming over on that Qantas flight was enough for me to say nothing about all the other kinds of things that you'd have to worry about to get there. That is a concept that I think is great, it's marvelous, and I want to encourage you never to let that die and go more places and around the world and short trips and all that. That's just a marvelous kind of a concept. Now, I like Crossroads. I like it better than I did when I read it on paper, and I liked it then. It's a marvelous concept, and it needs to go. Now, I want to make only suggestions. I do not feel that it is my responsibility to make recommendations. You need to make the recommendations, and whatever recommendations you go through a commission, and we go from there. But the first thing I want to suggest to you is that as soon as possible, if you feel that this is a worthy suggestion, that you establish a national Crossroads. You need a national organization. I think you would find if you set up a body that had a national Crossroads director, and that group was responsible for seeing to it that Crossroads were started in all of your beautiful states and continue to work with the development of that, and that be that person's responsibility, those persons' responsibility, that would go a long way to really establishing the idea. Now, I want to illustrate a statement that I'm going to make. I think that one of the ways that ideas grow is that you get the idea started and then you get a person behind the idea, sort of the way the church got started, if you ever think about that a little bit. And one of the things that will always help a group to grow is if everybody in the group is marching in the same direction. You know, if the goals are the same, if the purposes are the same. Now, if you've got that kind of a national body that you can look to give the concepts and to give the ideas and to give the push, then you're well on your way to accomplishing a lot of goals. But I also think my suggestion would be that you also add to that national directorship or that national program some type of an advisory board, and that advisory board really be broken up. And you might want to call it a committee, but let's say that you would have a group here who would advise this national director and this national organization on the various problems of people who have physical problems. And then you would have another small group that would advise this national organization on problems of people with vision problems. And then a little group on vision problems. Because you see, when you're dealing with that general word handicap, then you've really got a whole lot of information. I mean, you're dealing with a lot. And that's almost an impossible thing for one person to keep up with. But if you've got the key people in the area who are dealing with deafness, as Gordon Young is, and he could be a good appointee to that, and boy, he's going to leave first thing in the morning. And to really get people in that organization to say, these are what the needs are all over Australia, and this would be some way that we could move in and help. I think immediately you would see the Crossroads idea take hold, because it's not an artificial idea. It is as natural as it can be. People helping people, and if you've got your national directory with a good advisory council or whatever you're going to call it, really inputting into that person, then I think under that same organization you would need state directors. You know, all the people working in the area, and then under the state directors, all the local branch directors and all those things. And you see, I think that would tidy up the organization so that everybody is plugging and working toward the same ends, and you would feel yourselves sort of buoyed by that. Now, as I was sitting here tonight thinking, with that kind of an organizational component, in 4 or 5 years from now, if you've got that started, you'd have to rent a hall 20 times this size to get people who are really interested in those kinds of programs and in doing things. Now, I just really feel very, very strongly about the organization of a national thing instead of saying, you know, it would be the National Organization, Crossroads Queensland, Crossroads Victoria, Crossroads Western Australia, Crossroads, see, I can look at everybody, Crossroads Tasmania, Crossroads, where is South Australia? South Australia, New South Wales, here we are, New South Wales, and Northern Territory, who's not here, but there's a lot of activity started up there down through our little journey through the center to that place. I feel very good about that. Now, that's my first recommendation. We'll talk more about that tomorrow. My second suggestion is that you continue your influence in encouraging Christian education programs in local congregations. I can't stress that enough. I believe that everybody deserves the right to know that Jesus loves them and be taught about it. And that is best done in the local church where there is a good, strong feeling of love and support. And to teach people, especially now, those who are intellectually handicapped, and I've stressed that all over this your country, because persons who have other kinds of disabilities, and I said that right, didn't I, Lynette? Persons who have other kinds of disabilities do not need special teaching skills. They need special understanding that will quickly solve their problems, make them it easy to bring them into the church, or make their lips easy to be read so they can follow what's going on, and then move from there. But to start those Christian education programs quickly. Now, still under that suggestion, I think as soon as possible that Crossroads needs to begin a very serious teacher training program so that people in local congregations who have a tad of fear about getting into those teaching programs will not have that fear. I would recommend that somebody be in charge of teacher training and have a central address that people can write in to pick up a film strip if they want that training, that they have a correspondence course that they can write in and take, and somebody be there and be responsible for it. And I feel that so strongly, whether you accept that suggestion or do anything about it or not, I'm going to edit to the specifications of Australian standards and terminology a correspondence course that I have developed and we use widely in America for the use of people who want to teach intellectually handicapped persons in the church. And we're going to change the cassette recordings of three film strips that we have developed for teacher training, and I want to donate that without any charge to Crossroads, because I think it would go a long way in really getting a teacher training bank started. But it does not do away with one of the most interesting businesses of training, and that is one-on-one. And in this suggestion, I would like to point out that you need to organize some professional persons that are located in all these key states in your country who are willing to be teacher trainers. Now, we met down in Tasmania a very fine lady who came to that workshop from Hobart. Yes, Rosemary Larkins. Larkins, if we get her name on tape, she'll have to accept the position. She is very into working with intellectually handicapped persons, and I think with a little bit of help and support would be that contact person. So if somebody down in one of the congregations from anybody's congregation, and I've always been so pleased with the fact that every time Ed Smith has an opportunity, he makes sure that everybody understands that this service is not exclusively for United Church, but is available to anyone. And to be able to call a person like her and say, would you come over to my congregation and give just a little bit of help of teacher training so we'll have a little bit better feeling, I think that goes a long way to really accomplishing encouraging Christian education programs in local congregations. Now, that's my second suggestion. My third suggestion is that you, Crossroads, develop a material center. There's lots of material, and all you have to do is just look over there on that table. But there's even lots more material than that. And I think if Crossroads would, locally, Queensland, as it is called now, would start that and encourage interesting things like this. I have said this in every state in the Commonwealth. I started to say every state in the Union, but y'all don't do it that way, do you? Every state in the... I'm learning to talk good. Oh, me. I still have fun with it. 7:30. How's that? All right, that's all right. All right. Whichever comes worse, that first, that or 2 weeks, I'll do either one of that. All right. I want to... I'd like to encourage an attempt to get as many of the published materials as possible into one site, well cataloged, so that if anybody needs those something on how to work with blind, all they need to do is give Crossroads a telephone call or a letter, and that material would go out, or you would know where to get that. So you've got that in your hands. It's not something that you have to look around to find, something on deaf persons and all those kinds of things. Now, those are the existing published materials, and there are a lot of those that come from around the world. Now, the next thing I want to suggest is that you encourage people in Australia who are in the business of taking care of or teaching intellectually handicapped persons and other kinds of persons in the church to send in the lesson materials that they develop. Say, type up a copy. You know, teachers had a lot of success in teaching the concepts of Christian kindness to a group. Well, instead of just letting those stay in a filing cabinet at home, type those up and send them into Crossroads and let that become a part of that resource center so that when people write in, you've got all of this bank of materials that can be sent out, and then later on maybe the better ones of those can be published. Another thing I'd like to throw in there that could go into this resource material center are all those ideas that work. You know? You have these marvelous little fun ideas that just really work, and you ought to share those with people. And just put them down on little index cards or whatever and send those into Crossroads, and then that could be cataloged, and when people write in for those things, they've got those materials available. Now, do you see, I'm talking about putting ideas together in a resource center, and I'm also talking about using the ideas that people have already, because after all, that's the way books get written. You know, just through that kind of a situation. All right, now that's that takes care of that. Now the next thing I want to suggest to you is that every Crossroads branch now in existence, and that you build in, if you elected to do that national organization concept, that you build in a system whereby you have contacts with the professional people in the community who are working with variously handicapped persons. Does that make sense to you? Now, I want to tell you one of the things that now Ed's going to tell you what good he thinks I have done him over this time. But I think if anything that I have helped Ed Smith do is to walk into the professional organizations in the community and be accepted as a professional person, and at the same time be accepted as a person who works with people on a religious level. You see what I'm saying? And that makes all the difference in the world. Now, you see, there has been a feeling sometimes that those big bad people out there don't want to have anything to do with the church. Well, you know, I have had two or three people say to me in my presence, they'll say, now you let me know what I can do. I heard a teacher say in a college say, you let me know what to do so I can refer people to you. You see. Now, the professional community can be a marvelous resource, and I'd a whole lot rather have them for me than against me. You know. And I think to work, to let them know. And I always have a little saying that I say to people, keep your head up high now. There's nothing to be ashamed of. You let them know that you have something to offer the community as well as they do, you know, in a nice sort of way. And they get that feeling of confidence from you, and they will refer people to you. And I think it's just so important that we know who they are and they know who we are, so that kind of interchange can go on. All right, now I want to tell you another thing that I'd like to see you do, is to establish religious education lessons on a yearly basis for special schools. I don't believe in haphazardly teaching the Word of God. Is that all right? If I've got 30 minutes a week to instruct in the truth of God, take advantage of 30 minutes a week and be grateful to have it. And build. See, intellectually handicapped persons especially have to have one step after the other and build those lessons one step after the other. And then when somebody walks into those classrooms, they have a sense of confidence. If they have, you know, some suggestions, lesson plans, how to work in that particular school term with those youngsters, then that's going to go a long way to really giving them some confidence in doing that. And I would strongly encourage that. My next suggestion is that you continue and immediately get in the business of having children's crossroads. Now, I want to tell you something. If you're going to deal with 15 forward, now is that what you are now? All right, if you're going to deal with 16 forward, you have got a lot of persons with problems who need the crossroads concepts right here. And I want to tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. If you have a little crossroads kind of an organization where you had a group of three-year-old youngsters doing fun things together, and half of them were children with difficulties, and half of them were children without problems, the next generation would see it easier in terms of acceptance of persons as persons. Do you understand what I'm saying? And you see, I think built into that concept is starting as soon as you can to impart that crossroads concept. Listen, Christian fellowship with handicapped persons. And to get little children accepting each other on a human level is a marvelous concept. And when you say children's crossroads, that just gives me goosebumps. I tell you, to get in there and to teach those things. But now, that's that suggestion. And I want to move quickly to my next suggestion because I think there needs to be two different ones here. If you do that, I want to recommend that you do something, suggest that you do something else. And that is to be very mindful of family. Okay? Because mother and father and brother and sister are going to need some kind of support from the Christian fellowship that is being given to or with their children. They need to feel that they have the love and support of the community, but of the church. Now let's move that crossroads concept a little bit farther. We can learn from those parents, and those parents can learn from us. And that's crossroads. You know, that's what crossroads is all about. So I really want to strongly encourage that. Now, how many suggestions is that? Eight. Eight. That's right. Well, I did it. No. Now, do those suggestions make sense to you? And I'll tell you, I would, if all those things could get going. See, if you do that, and let me sort of summarize what I'm saying. You've got a grand idea, and you've got a grand man behind it. I have traveled this country with him. He has yet to conduct himself in any way but the peak of Christianity. He has treated me with the courtesy and kindness that I would not expect. He's got the idea in his head. And forever how much time he has left to serve, he can sail crossroads anywhere. I feel that so strongly. But if we could get that national movement started, and then see what I've suggested is total services to persons and their families with handicapping conditions, you see. And then I've also suggested that you do a mammoth kind of a training program to get all those things done. And we have dealt enough with your religious training schools of various kinds and talked to theologians and that kind of thing that I think from that level that's going to happen too. But you've got a grand idea and you need to keep the idea going, and the reason it's going to go is that it is something that you do in the name of Jesus Christ, and the gates of hell don't prevail against those kinds of concepts. So I want you to know how much I appreciate you making me feel so much at home in Crossroads. And I'd like to know in about 4 years from now what size this consultation meeting is.